in front of Semper Peter. The discharge here, today's date is 10/11/2025. Dictation is for Laura Perozzo. Perozzo spells P-E-R-O-Z-O. Laura spells L-A-U-R-A. Date of birth is 11/21/1997. This... this is a 27-year-old female here for a follow-up period. Next paragraph. Patient was seen recently on October 7, 2025. She was seen and diagnosed with nausea, dizziness, and syncopal episode along with pelvic pain. She was sent for a CT scan and is here today to review that results period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient reports she still has some discomfort in her suprapubic region. Next paragraph, next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert-oriented and no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 100% at room air, blood pressure is 105 over 62, pulse 86, respiration 18, temperature 98.0, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, abdomen, non distended, no visible peristalsis, no guarding, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one, cystitis. Number two, lymphadenopathy, abdominal, period. Next paragraph, the CT scan was reviewed with patient and findings were consistent with cystitis and multiple enlarged lymph nodes, which was read as reactive to the cystitis with no other significance, period. She was sent home with the following medication, Macrobid 100 mg, 1 PO BID for 7 days, number 14. Next medication, Diflucan 100 mg, 1 PO daily. She will hold on to this medication and use only if she has signs and symptoms of yeast infection. She says she understands and will comply. End of dictation.